With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. has arrested a key participant in the 2012 attack on a U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing the arrest of Zubair al-Bakoush this morning.
Hillary Clinton famously once said about Benghazi, "What difference at this point does it make?" Well, it makes a difference to Donald Trump. It makes a difference to those families. And 14 years later, it makes a difference to law enforcement who made the difference in this case.
And the 2012 attack killed four Americans. Three people were killed, six others hurt after a 92-year-old driver lost control and slammed into a grocery store yesterday in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Westwood.
There were multiple patrons that were inside their seating and table areas. We had, a total of nine patients here. And tragically, three of those individuals were beyond any medical help.
That's Captain Eric Scott of the Los Angeles City Fire Department. President Trump has deleted a racist social media post after backlash from some Republican allies in Congress. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president posted a video portraying former President Obama and his wife as apes in a jungle. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended the meme, telling critics to stop the fake outrage. But the video, which has since been removed, was denounced by Democrats and Republicans alike.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The Trump administration has launched a new website to help patients buy prescription drugs at lower prices.
Dozens of the most commonly used prescription drugs will be available at dramatic discounts for all consumers throughout a new website. It's called TrumpRx.gov.
Things are booming on Wall Street. The Dow is up by 1,139 points. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C. hosted a service of prayer and repentance this week. Here's Michael Harrington with the details.
It was organized by the Family Research Council and featured a number of congressmen and faith leaders. They prayed for the future of America with a reading from the book of Joel, wherein the prophet urges Israel to, quote, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity." The event was held at the Museum of the Bible in downtown Washington. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report from the Burma Research Institute reveals that 21 out of 22 churches in one predominantly Christian town have been destroyed since the 2021 coup in that country. Nationwide, more than 340 churches and Christian-owned buildings have been flattened, and several hundred believers have been killed or arrested there. The problem is an ongoing civil war between rebel groups and the ruling military junta. This is SRN News. There's been a drop in the number of U.S. births.
Early data suggests that U.S. birth rates fell a tad in 2025, with about 24,000 fewer births than in 2024. So far, only the number of births are available, and not birth rates, along with other information that can give insights into who is having babies. For example, while actual births increased in 2024, the fertility rate actually fell. The fertility rate is a statistic describing whether each generation has enough children to replace itself. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Matthew Stafford edged Drake May for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award last night. It was the closest race for that particular category since Peyton Manning and Steve McNair were co-winners of it back in 2003. Stafford received 24 of the 50 available first-place votes. May got 23. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.